Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, it's a great and wonderful time you've got us in, but it's also a time for getting close to you, Lord, and finding out from you what our jobs are coming up to be, and how we to pray, and how we are to walk. And Lord, I praise you, and I thank you for your prophetic words that are coming through and forth from your prophetesses, prophetesses and prophets. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for those good words. And Father, I ask and I pray that tonight that you would open up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears to hear everything that needs to be spoken and to be received. And I praise you and glorify you, Father, for all that's going to be accomplished this night. And I ask, Father, that you place it in everybody's heart that you want to do things that are crucial to keeping places safe, Lord, for them to be able to just go ahead and pray the things that you want them to pray about. And I praise you and I glorify you, Father, for leading us and guiding us tonight into those things that you would have us to talk about. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. In Jesus' name. If some of you gotten the email that I sent out to everybody, it was Larry Bowers, one of our old members, old-time members, been up here a couple of two or three times, passed away this morning. About three, he'd been struggling with something, and David asked the Lord, said, Lord, can we bring him back? He said, no, I want him here. And so he's there, but he's going to come back in the resurrection, in the out resurrection. He's going to come back and going to be a great help to UBM. So praise God. We thank you, Father, that he is right now. He's having a great time seeing old family members and old friends. And, of course, the best thing is being able to see his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we praise you, Father, for that. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're working in Larry right now to get him geared up for when he comes back. In Jesus' name. And, Lord, letting him see the other UBM members that he knows up there, like Kurt and Leon and Sandy and all of those. Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. There's going to be a good group coming back. We praise you for that, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, we thank you for an open heaven, too, that we have today. And I ask, Lord, that you help us to walk and talk in the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Lord, let no flesh be shown. Let it all be just you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Well, okay, I've got one of our ladies, Angelica, coming on here shortly. She should be on here most any time. And she's going to give you a testimony of a dream she had and what she has found out the dream meant, and also what she knew what it meant. But also, what she's done a little bit of research on this dream, but I'm going to let her do all of that, explain all of that. Did anyone, I'm going to read, I want to read a prophetic word. Oh, I got it right here on the deal. Read a prophetic word that I got yesterday, or this morning, I'm sorry. This is from Judy Reynolds. This is on YouTube, and it's called My Chosen Ones Seek Me Now. My Chosen Ones Seek Me Now. And okay. I don't know. Maybe I ought to wait until some more people get on here, because it's really good. It's really a good good one. She talks about what the Lord showed her that we need to be doing in the times that we're in. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but right now. And it's really good.
What's her name, Michael?
Judy Reynolds. And I think it was on, YouTube. Might have been on Instagram, but I think it was on YouTube. I put it in, you saw it in the post I did, didn't you? Judy? Missy?
Yeah, was that the one that Kathleen shared? Link was a YouTube link.
Could have been.
I think it's on YouTube. You want me to put it in the chat?
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be great. Well, I've got to remember tomorrow. We've got the study over at your house, Matt, tomorrow. You got anything cooked up for us? That's what I'm asking. Okay, all right. I'm just kidding. All right. Let's see. Is everybody in here? Oh, yeah. Okay. Angelica's in here. Give her just a few minutes more. See if anybody else is coming. What's up, Barbara?
Hi, good evening.
What's up?
Jesus.
Amen. You got that right, girl. Hey, Cheryl. Is that the one with Judy Reynolds? Okay, good. Yes. She put that link in the chat if anybody wanted to get it that I'm fixing to read here. What's up, Missy? You look confused. Are you confused? Okay, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for breaking that off of her. You better come back here, girl. Hey, Cheryl. Go ahead, Pat.
I was, the last few days, maybe a week, but the Lord has been giving me a one-liners. And I wake up in the morning and it'll be on my mind. And one morning, he gave me the thought of push back the darkness. And and it was really through the avenue of believing his word, trusting his word, and praising him and thanking him for the benefits and the outcome that he's already guaranteed. But I think it was, to me, it was more of a get involved, you know, with my volition, positively start to push back. And, you know, and obviously he has given us that authority and that reality, that ability to do so through his name and his truth. And then yesterday when I woke up, there was that same theme, I guess you might say. And it was in the scripture in Matthew 11, 12, where he said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and men of violence take it by force. Again, another encouragement and admonition to positively move on the attack mode, so to speak. And then I think it was today, maybe this morning or last night, yesterday, Michael sent out this Operation Take Back Dominion, a call to prayer. And I just would encourage everybody to read that. That is really, really good. And it just seems to be hitting home with me as far as getting very specific in our prayer, in my prayer, and start to move into attack mode and push this darkness back, with the authority that the Lord has given us. So anyway, I'm sure everybody got the article or the document there that Michael sent out, but it's very good. I'd encourage everybody to read it, study it. Now I'm looking at basically taking those steps and starting to trust the Lord in pushing back the darkness, even in my area here. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Well, I wish I could take credit for that, but this is actually Angelica made this up, and it's really good. And I'd like for her to come on here in a little bit and talk about it, what she's been doing, what she's been seeing, and we will. Let me read this prophetic word first, and we'll get right on it here. All right, this says, the title of this prophetic word is, if you're looking at it there on the deal, is My Chosen One, Seek Me Now, by Jenny Reynolds. And it goes like this. It says, My chosen ones, with pure vessels, the time has now come. The storm is now upon you. Know that what my hand brings and the enemy brings shall be made clear to you, as a rainbow in the midst of the storm, and your firm hope as the rainbow after the storm. It is time to now shut your doors, which is the influence of the world, and close your windows, which is the influence of friends and family, and seek me. I say, take heed to this warning. All of you are going through storms now, yet now you must take time alone with me, hours of time. I desire to give each of you personal instructions. General instructions are now a thing of the past. I'm going to read that again. I desire to give each of you personal instructions. General instructions are now a thing of the past. I must instruct you now for each of your lives and those lives which are and will be affected by your testimony of me. You must quiet yourselves now and spend time with me for this purpose. I will be giving much wisdom, direction, guidance, and prayers for you to pray for you and your direct loved ones and friends. I will be giving much wisdom, direction, guidance, and prayers for you to pray for you and your direct loved ones and friends. Excuse me. I am knows all things. Do not think it strange how I ask you to pray for them. Simply seek confirmation of me and then obey and pray. lives depend upon your words now, my children. All hell is going to break loose so very soon. Ah, and all heaven shall have no restrictions to bless my children and all those that desire to be saved. Miracles upon miracles you shall witness, and then you shall be with me. Do this now. Pray. Don't wait. Do not wait. You're all encompassing miracle working God, the Father of life, the great I am, has spoken. And that's the end of it, that prophetic word. It's a dire situation, it looks like to me, that the Lord is trying to get our attention to give him the time for him to tell us what he wants us to do. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to get close to him. Give him the time, like he said, shut your windows, shut your doors, and seek him above all other things. I'll get it out in a minute. So, has anybody got any questions about that? Any comments? That's just one thing. Okay, Angelica. Would you like to start with your dream or your testimony? Either one would be fine.
Okay. Maybe I might start a little bit before that.
Okay.
You know, I know everyone has been praying, you know, concerning all the weather warfare and all these things have been going on for quite a while. But anyway, I just had such a sense that, you know, we're under attack, like the brother said. We need to take it to the enemy, and it's not going to stop. It's only going to get more intense. And, with the destruction with Hurricane Helene, you know, everything happening there with the people under attack and, you know, the quote unquote government, FEMA, you know, false, people. I was like, this is communism, you know, taking over. And, I kind of, you know, I had an idea of obviously what communism was, but I just kind of, looked that up. You know, I typed in something like, you know, communist tools playbook, you know, cause they, everything, you know, we know everything that, has been, has already been and it shall be. And so, they only repeat the same tactics. And so I kind of found this little source and everything in there was exactly what was happening on the ground. And then, David kind of confirmed like, that, cause they hate the Constitution and all that, but he confirmed that on that Friday meeting last. And, what I was really just sensing that was that, that we're under attack and, If we don't take the offensive now, then we're going to be scrambling later, you know, because we have the authority. We're the only ones that have the authority to come against them, obviously in a spiritual way, which will result in a physical hindrance for them, you know, as far as taking the land back and decreeing, declaring and all that stuff. But anyway, so that was kind of like where my mind was. I really felt that from this point on, it's going to be one thing after another. It wasn't going to stop until the end. And, I felt that, you know, like a sense of like really needing to seek the Lord anyway, you know? And so that was what was on my mind. And then, so the next day or so, I just felt that like to go prayer walk, and I didn't really give too much thought about it. And I'm like, because you know we pray all the time, you know, and but I really felt to go prayer walking, and I'm like, okay, Lord, well, you know, I'm gonna do that because I heard a testimony of somebody in Hurricane Helene who prayer walked their land, and it was completely protected, and I thought, we've had several revelations in the past where, you know, it was, martial law and, you know, we were on lockdown and there were some invaders from different entities, you know, and, you know, lawless people and all that stuff. And so, that was kind of like, those things were coming back to my remembrance, but it was like, I felt impressed to go. So I invited a sister Debbie to go with me and we just, and I just, you know, I said, Lord, just lead us and protect us and help us what to do and what to pray. And so he led us to a park and we, you know, we walked to the perimeter of the park and we started decreeing, declaring, casting down witchcraft, forbidding, you know, any kind of child sex trafficking, abduction, whatever, you know, what all these different things that come to my mind and, in Debbie's mind and praying in the spirit. And, so we went from there, we went and, you know, Madisonville's pretty small. So it's like, everything's pretty centralized. So we went to the jail, we went to the voting center, we went to the courthouse, we walked around the perimeters of businesses, of churches, of a church. I'm sorry, not churches. It was a church there downtown, restaurants, whatever. We were casting down curses and blessing and casting down corruption and casting down. And we went to the elementary school, and we went to a middle school. And just really felt like the burden, like, you know, to do that. And as we did that, we were leaving and there was just, I just felt like a peace, like, you know, like the burden was lifted. We felt a peace. And I was like, I felt this overwhelming sense, like in this, like a supernatural sense of clean, like this, like God just clean, like everything we just prayed exactly. This place is now clean. It's the Lord's now. And I felt that in the spirit. And I looked over to Debbie. I said, do you feel that? She got the same confirmation and she can give you what she felt if she feels led to do that. And then, but anyway, I remembered Henry Groover. You know, he was a prayer walker. And of course, I understand we can all pray from home, but I really feel there was something very different. And of course, it was the leading of the Lord, very different about going and laying hands and Debbie and I, you know, holding onto a pole right there at the courthouse or sitting on the courthouse stairs and praying in the spirit and in the stoops of different buildings and touching the, you know, the walls and the brick. And, I think that was, that's just, it was just something that the Lord was just leading us to do. And it was just really good. And, so I felt that it was very effectual and just different from what we normally do, you know? And so I just thought how amazing it would be if we all as a body got together and did that for our communities, you know, whenever we're out and about or as the Lord leads to wherever he leads us to do, because we're under attack and it's not going to stop. And, you know, you're going to, you know, if we don't pray, you know, we may experience some of the things that they have experienced, you know, our neighbors, you know, North Carolina and Florida and whatnot. And, so that's just kind of why I put that little thing together, because I felt like, you know, it would be a blessing to the body to kind of engage us and mobilize us and kind of, for me, it was kind of like almost like a flesh breaker because I hadn't been out in a while, like doing things like that. And, you know, it just opens you up to like, you know, talk to people and want to pray with people and share the gospel or whatever. And, I was just blessed by that and just all glory to the Lord for that. But, this morning I woke up from a dream and I shared it on the Signal app. And I said, in the dream, I said, I had a dream about schools and the children. The gist of it was that traffickers were creating events that blanketed areas as smoke screens to distract the people. There were parents who lost their children. They signed contracts to put their children in schools that didn't exist. When they went to the media, because they, you know, they went to retrieve their children and they were gone. They just weren't there. And when they went to the media ignored them. They acted like, what are you talking about? Like, we don't know what you're talking about. And their parents were, they were giving up, you know, cause nobody was listening to them. And I was encouraging them to believe they would receive them back. When I woke up, I thought about Oprah's School for Girls in Africa. It's a front for child sex trafficking and sacrifice. I said I knew this was happening all over America. And I felt that through prayer, we can stop this from happening before it does in certain places, because we already know it's happening. But I felt that what the Lord was showing was that if we pray, and if you feel led to do what Debbie and I did, you know, and what we're probably going to continue to do is go to wherever the Lord leads, especially the schools and things like that, to cast these things down and take dominion. And of course, I provided the scripture there where, you know, God will give you everywhere you put the soles of your feet, you know, and take dominion over that and forbid certain things. And I was just, I had sent an email to somebody, but I said, you know, we to pray in agreement and, you know, cast down and send the angels to the hidden warehouses, the Walmart underground tunnels, CPS, government, you know, agencies and like FEMA and, you know, false schools and daycares and, you know, cast these things down to destroy, you know, the tunnels and send the angels to rescue the children and even the Lord to send his people to rescue the children in the spirit. And I was just working on a video right now, and David mentions that about a dream, I think that Sandy had, where God was sending his people to the tunnels. They were invisible to rescue, you know, the children. And so I feel like we need to have a heart for what the Lord has us to focus on. We need to ask the Lord's heart about it and get those details like Brother Michael shared on his thing. Like, you know, God wants to speak to us the details so that we can really pray about these things that are happening, that there's not going to be any media for it. And there may be, you know, maybe there's no one there to, you know, like there, you know, we see a lot of people on their phones and stuff like that. But we know that on the internet, a lot of that is hidden and censored. And so, you know, just praying for the Lord to open the eyes of the parents and, you know, bring all of the darkness, you know, everything being done in the dark, brought to light in our communities, and, you know, kicking out those that are in agreement with the deep state or that are there as deep state puppets in our governments, local governments, schools, daycares, whatever. You know, just really see God work, you know, his miracles there for the children to prevent them from doing this anymore. And I didn't know about all of the immigrant children missing until Lisa sent me that, and I saw something about 300,000 immigrants or children just missing. And so this is, I believe this is the Lord's heart right now, and we need to probably focus on that and seek the Lord for it.
Angelica, we spoke today a little bit about the satanic part of it for this month, and what happens during this month. Would you speak about that for a little bit? Because you know a lot more about that than I do.
I think probably most people know. You know, you can look up John Ramirez. He gives a lot of testimony of what he used to do. But
who is that?
You know, John Ramirez.
Oh, okay.
You know what they used to do on Halloween.
Yeah.
We know that there's just so much going on, whether warfare, there's the election coming up, whether or not there's election or not, you know, we don't know. But we know that from here on out, there's going to be things happening because of it. And we've got Halloween coming up. It's a high witchcraft, satanic month. And it's the, you know, Halloween is, you know, the day where the most children come up missing. And, you know, if we wait, you know, a day or two till Halloween, we already missed it, because they do even months in advance where they're fasting, the witches fasting and praying, for satanic power. And while the Christians do nothing, and, you know, I'm not accusing anyone here. I'm saying this is what John Ramirez, you know, was saying.
Yeah.
You know, they would laugh at the Christians because they didn't even have a clue what was going on, and they didn't even have any motivation to do anything about it at all, you know. And so they would laugh, and they had the advantage, you know. And so I just feel like we need to take the offensive because God's showing, you know, about the children, what could happen, you know, if we don't take the authority that he's given us, you know.
Amen. I mean, you know, I read somewhere, it might have been him that said this, but the pumpkins that they make and put out with the faces on them, that there's demons that they put on those pumpkins to mess with the families that do that. So the things that people do on for Halloween, did you know that Halloween is one of the most marketable holidays in the year? They make more money selling Halloween stuff than they do any other thing. This was a couple of years ago that I saw that. That goes to show you that there's a lot of people. Yeah, probably so. A lot of people put those skeletons out there and all kinds of garbage out there in their yard, inviting the demons into their home. That's exactly what they're doing. And as Angelica said, we need to be praying against that and sanctifying those things that our neighbors put out in the yard and putting up a shield around your yard against it, you know. Because, like she said, I'm sure there are people that ride around in their cars throwing demons out at all of these houses that have these things. And it's imperative that we always walk the walk that God has us to walk, and that is to keep our families and friends safe. That prophetic word that I gave a while ago from Judy Reynolds, think of it this way. You are saving your family and your friend's family and your neighborhood and your town and possibly your county if you'll do some of this stuff. If the Lord leads you to do this stuff, you know, don't hesitate. Do it. And I'll tell you something. You can read that book by Henry Groover and find out what you can and can't do. This book that I sent out to y'all is one that, like Pat said, you need to read this and study it and put it in your heart, you know. If the Lord leads you to do this.
I wanted to mention quickly, Michael, we were casting down the spirit of Halloween because they already had Halloween stuff up and down all of downtown. And Debbie was, we were passing over this scarecrow who had his, like, you know, arms out on this tree, and she felt a demonic presence come from that particular, from that particular scarecrow. That. So we just cast that down.
Amen. Amen. Everybody understand what Angelica was talking about? You drive downtown, get out, and walk up and down the streets and pray against that stuff. Bind them up. Bind them up. Bind up all of the demonic entities that they've trying to loose on you. Yeah, Julie.
Just a quick question for you. I haven't had a chance to read over the two Word documents you sent out about Dominion, a call to prayer. Is either one of these Henry Groover's?
Do what?
No, they're not. They're not Henry Groover. It's just a quick little, you know, guide to kind of, you know, bring to remembrance some things to consider, you know, while going out and praying. Henry Groover's book is it's kind of a lengthy book, and he has some really great insight and testimonies of how the Lord led him on prayer walks and things that he ran into, stuff like that. You know, between declaring certain scripture as you go and all that stuff. But
so it's not taken from his booklet at all. It's just.
No.
Okay.
I didn't think
I was
about
just asking. I hadn't really looked through it yet. So I was just wondering, because I know we talked about that the other day, and I was just wondering if it was part from there. So thank you.
No, the Lord led me to do that. It wasn't until after I went prayer walking that I remembered Henry Groover, and I just did a search and realized that he had a little a book out there, which I wouldn't recommend going out to buy, because the books that they have available are people are just gouging, price gouging. And yeah. Maybe watch, maybe do some YouTube videos and hear some testimonies of his, because they're all amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, I'll tell you one thing that I added to it was this prayer, and it's from Henry Gruber, and it was in response to people asking him how he could hear God so clearly, because if you read his testimonies in there, he listens to God every move he makes while he's out on the prayer walk, and God will tell him, you know, go here, go there, talk to him, don't talk to him, you know, that kind of stuff. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to pray and ask God to give it to you and want it, but you have to surrender your life too. You have to get rid of all your flesh life, because you're walking in the enemy's camp when you go out there. So do y'all mind if I read his prayer that he put out there for people to have a close relationship with the Lord? He says this.
Which booklet are you reading from, Michael?
It's in that. I think I put it in. No, I didn't put it in here. No, I put another prayer I had on that one. This is from Henry Gruber's book, and I don't remember the name of it. I'll tell you here in a minute. I'll have to look it up. Here's what he prays. He says, "My Father," you can receive this if you want it. "My Father in heaven, I come before you as you made me, recognizing the fact that I was born to die. I now receive the faith to believe in you as a God that has eyes to see, ears that hear, hands that can touch, and a nose that smells, and a taste that can tell the bitter from the sweet, and the good from the evil. You are also a God who listens and wants to hear my voice while walking in the Garden of Eden. From this day forth, with my will, I desire that fellowship to become a reality in my daily walk throughout the rest of my life. I ask you to come into my heart and my life freely, giving to me that ability to communicate and fellowship with you. I recognize that I have been dead in fellowship with you because of my sins. I have hidden away as Adam and Eve hid themselves and have sought to provide my own covering for my sins, as they did with the fig leaves. Now I realize that in doing this, I have never really known true fellowship and forgiveness. And I believe you are the only one who can save me with an eternal salvation when I call upon you. I believe you will restore me to fellowship with yourself as my Creator, Father, and Friend, and as the one who promises He will never forsake me or leave me to myself again. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth and showing me how to be restored to our Father. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the penalty that was required to cover my sins. Your own precious blood spilled from the cross. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming into my heart now in answer to Jesus' prayer to teach me how to not take it personal anymore." In other words, self. He wants to get rid of self, and he wants to get rid of the world. And that's what it's going to take to be that close to God and listen for his word. Listen for his words from him. Draw close to him. That's what that prophetic word was all about. Draw close to me now. You need to hear my voice. And if you hear his voice, you'll be able to save your friends and your neighbors and your town and your county if you pray for them. That's what God asks of us. I know a lot of us say, well, I could do it right here in my home. Well, sure you can. It's better, like Angelica said, go out there and lay your hands on it and step out the steps and bring it into the kingdom. Yeah, Angelica.
I wanted to pray pray as well, but I also wanted to mention another little thing that the Lord did, because I kind of went for another little walk over down my neighborhood. But to what you were saying, like, one thing I noticed when I first got born again, I had such a heart to pray and to intercede for a lot of different things. But I was never so close to the Lord that, you know, the Father's heart is when, you know, is very, very close, and he reveals, and he's more desiring to reveal things to us when we're focused on others and not ourselves, and our hearts truly do care for people, and we get, you know, involved, and we invite the Lord to give us burdens and show us things, and not be afraid of seeing hard things and whatever, just being open to what the Lord has us to do and to pray about. And but anyway, I went down my road here to pray over the buildings, command the trees to not fall on the buildings, and those electricity poles ain't going nowhere, and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the neighborhood. And there's certain things that come to my mind, like, abuse or violence or, you know, perversion or whatever, as I was praying and, casting down, speed people, cause people just speed through this street. Like no one, like it's just, I think people have been hit because of speeders, you know, down the street that were walking, cause there's no side, you know, there's no sidewalk. And so I was casting that down, any demonic assignments or whatever. But then that was on one side. And then I went all the way down to the end of the street, which leads to commercial buildings and intersections with street lights and everything. And I really wasn't going to go all the way, you know. And so I was going to turn around, but I felt like the Lord said, go left. And so I went left, and there used to be a dollar store the corner there, and it shut down, and I just thought to myself, man, that's pretty bad when a dollar store, you know, can't even make it, you know, here. And I just started casting down like spirits of poverty and curses over the buildings, and because that's one thing that I know that the witches do, they will curse business owners, because it will just destroy the economy and destroy jobs and all that stuff, and bring in, you know, poverty and, addictions and more street activity, because, you know, it's kind of abandoned or whatever. And so I was casting that down, and then there was a little further down, all the businesses were empty. I was further down, but the one that's there is the clinic. It's like a hospital type clinic or something. And, so the Lord had me to pray, you know, pray for those people that had gotten the vaccinations, the sick and, you know, the dying, the infirmity, whatever. And I was just laying hands on the brick. And so when that was done, I was turning back, and, I was going to start going home, and there was these big pillars that were like between me and the step down to the asphalt. And then the little space between, you know, the walkway. And then I see this black figure, you know, this shadow. I'm like, and, I don't know. I'm in a trial with my eyes right now. I know I'm healed, but I don't see everything 100% clearly. And so, I'm like, where did this person come from? I kind of was kind of tempted to be a little frightened, but I'm like, no, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to share the Lord, and that's it, you know, but it was like, where did this person come from? Because the way I had come up from the hill and the broadness of the road, like if this person was walking, like I would have saw this person, like, you know what I mean? From the road, from the intersection, he wasn't behind me. Like unless he just came up from behind the building, which was like, you know, there's a courtyard there for that clinic or whatever. And there's a bunch of trees and stuff, but it's like, where did this guy come from? I would have seen him. And so, he was wearing all black, and he had this weird headdress on and had a little pumpkin in his hand and all this weird stuff. And I really couldn't see everything, but I kind of say, hey, how are you? You know? And, he's like, oh, I'm good. I'm going to church. And I said, oh, is there a church here? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I'm Michael, the archangel. I was like, oh, you're Michael. Okay. And he's like, yeah, they worship me here. I said, oh, okay. Okay. And then I started talking about Michael, the archangel in the Bible. And I talked about how Jesus lives in me. And in that way, God lives in me, you know, but not in any of myself, and how when I lost my mind, like almost lost my mind, and the Lord saved me from losing my mind, and how he could touch him, you know, it starts to just share the gospel. And I could see the demons, like, for a minute, like, they're kind of had him like, what is this happening here? You know what I mean? Like, because I think most people probably look at that and be like, I don't want to talk to him, or I don't want anything to do with him. But anyway, it was just an opportunity the Lord provided right in front of me, like, that, you know, just, I would never have, you know? And so I just, you know, there's things like that that the Lord can do. And I prayed with him. He agreed with that. And, it was just, you know, an encouragement for me, to look forward to whatever the Lord has, you know, in obedience to whatever he has us to do, you know? And, so I prayed for him, because he obviously, had some form of deception on him, schizophrenia, whatever. But, we prayed for him, we lifted him up to believe the Lord to save him. But, that was just a very interesting thing that happened there.
Amen. Michael the Archangel. Praise God. All right. Ben, did you have something you wanted to share? You know I was going to call on you.
Well, it's just something that came to me when you were saying there's people that just want to pray at home and not do the whole spirit, the prayer walking and stuff. But we got to remember that we're walking in the presence of the Lord. So when you're walking around, even before you probably speak a word, the devils and all those demons are probably shaken when you're even around there. They don't want you speaking against them.
That's right.
And there's a couple of verses at the end of those pages that are on the email. One's in Deuteronomy and Joshua. And it's, I think I have it here. Every place whereon the sole of your foot shall tread shall be yours. And in Joshua it says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, to you have I given it. So there's like a double sort of give that you have there.
Confirmation. You know,
yeah, a confirmation for sure. It's you're walking with God. It should be encouraging to be able to conquer those enemies that are trying to be around in the places that you live at. You know, it's a kind of like our job to go against the enemy. We got to go on the offensive. You know, that's something that's constantly on my mind. Go on the offensive. I did it today. I prayed quietly when I was at Home Depot. Somebody's thermostat wasn't working. I had to change it. And I was just praying against, you know, greed, praying against people, spending too much money, you know, lust of the eyes, you know, and there was a bunch of restaurants. I was praying for the food that were in the restaurants and, you know, stuff like that. You know, I'm trying to just spread the good stuff around.
Amen. We've allowed the enemy to take over. Now it's time for us to take over. Because revival's right around the corner. We want bit revival in our community. Huh?
Bit of a vengeance run.
Yeah, absolutely. Take back what the enemy's stolen.
Redemption.
Glory to God. And we have more power. We have more authority.
Yeah.
We have more dominion. Go ahead, Ben.
It's just with Halloween coming around, you know, like, I've obviously listened to, I forget his name already, that guy that was an ex-Satanist there, but now he's...
John Ramirez.
Yes, he has a great testimony of, well, not a great testimony of what he used to do, but a great testimony of getting out of that stuff, and I'm surprised that more people don't know where Halloween sort of originates from. Because, like, so many people love it because it looks so innocent to the naked eye. And, you know, I get it. You know, like, who doesn't like candy? But
you got churches celebrating Halloween, for crying out loud.
when I became born again, I was going to a church and they were dressing up for Halloween. And I said, my dad would be pulling his eyes out right now. Because that's one thing. Christmas trees and Halloween, that was one thing that was not allowed in our house. And the Easter bunny.
Yeah. Oh, not the Easter bunny.
No, no. He didn't allow that.
Oh, man. I tell you, when I became a Christian back in 97, that was the first thing I got rid of was Halloween. I knew it was evil. Mm. I knew it was. And but my kids throw it through a field. I said, I don't want demons playing around in here. I ain't coming. And I wasn't even filled with the Holy Spirit either. Mm. But, when you love God, you want God there. You don't want Satan in there. And that's satanic. Everybody knows it's satanic. Everybody knows. If you listen to the news at all, you understand that there's satanic activity going on all the time. All the time, not just during Halloween, although that's a prime time to rid your town and your area of these demonic entities. It's just, and I'll tell you something, it's always best to, and I'll tell you everybody this, it's always best to find you a prayer partner to walk with. Because one can send 1,000, two can send 10,000. You can send a lot of demons with two people walking around. Believe it or not, you can. And that's what is this over here? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cheryl says there's several YouTube videos on Groover walking. I guess that's who she's talking about. Yeah, listen, Barbara says, Satan blinds the mind. Julie says she's come across a few YouTube videos of ex-witches speaking about Halloween as well. Yeah, I remember you were Ramirez talking about coming around. They did target a church. That's what they do. They fly around and do that garbage that they do. And find a church that they could take over and cause division in and shut it down. But they say there's certain churches we can't touch. That's those that pray. Those that pray we can't touch. The Lord won't allow us to touch them. But those that weren't praying, they were a prime target. Go ahead, Missy.
Thought came to me. I'm like clueless of who it would be that I would take prayer walking with me. So what popped into my head was call, set up a time and you can do it interchangeably. If there's someone else, like, an outreach here, hey, go prayer walking with me and you pray together on the phone. There's
you can do that. FaceTime.
Yeah. That would eat up a lot of data.
I thought about that too, Missy.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
We can do that. We can do that. I've prayed with people while I was out walking before. Prayed with y'all before. Out walking. A lot of people. Praise God. Just pray. Go on the offensive. Listen, we need to quit putting out fires and we need to start our own fires in the demons' camps. That's what we need to do. And like Angelica was talking about, I'll tell you something. She said this, listen to this. She said that these witches will fast during the month of October to get what they want. Are we doing that with the things that we want? Well, not today, because it sure was some good-looking fried chicken I had. No, you can't. You got to just make up your mind. Are you going to be a warrior for God and your family? And what I'd like to do is just find out if there's anybody in here that's is this resonating to? Is anybody in here? Is this resonating to? As far as
oh yeah,
yeah, it is me for sure. I was on fire when I heard that story about Angelica going, her and Debbie going downtown and knowing that they did some good down there. Praise God, the Lord blessed them with the knowing that they cleaned out some things, you know. Could have been a principality. That would have been awesome. Okay, this thing, this Operation Take Back Dominion, I call it a prayer. I've got it here. Do y'all want me to go over it a little bit? Do y'all have it with you? You can print that out. It's in booklet form if you know how to do that. You have to be a little bit of a techie to do it, but in Word. Okay, Operation Take Back Dominion, a call to prayer. An offensive battle plan against the kingdom of darkness and communist takeover of your land. You did a great job on this, Angelica. This is a fine little old pamphlet here. The Lord put it on my heart to go pray over different places in our local community. And I felt that with everything we have seen happening to North Carolina and Florida, that soon if we don't take the offensive against witchcraft and rulers of darkness and the spirit of communism, we could very well experience what has been done to North Carolina in our local area. That's right. If we're not putting up barriers for it, it could also happen. The deep state has strategically infiltrated our country through various means, and I know that God is going to allow this in certain places, but it's up to us to be doers of the word and start to take action. I know that we can all pray from home, but there really is something to having boots on the ground and a point of contact. Yes, there is. After a sister and I prayed over government buildings, voting buildings, schools, businesses, jails, parks, churches, and neighborhoods, we felt an overwhelming sense of the areas being clean or cleansed by the Lord in the Spirit. Glory to God. It goes on to say, we must pray for the children and against sex trafficking in our communities and cast down communism, Satanism, lawlessness, and anarchy. And here she also has some simple steps before going out to remember. This is good. Pray in advance. Pray in the Spirit, I would recommend. And be led by the Holy Spirit as to where to go prayer walking. Always get in the Spirit before you go out. And I do that by praying in the Spirit a lot. Confess your sins and be justified by faith. Everybody knows that, but do we do it? Pray Psalms 91 over yourself and put on the full armor of God. Glory to God. Now this is pretty good too. Be inconspicuous and don't draw attention. Know the laws. Pray in the Spirit a lot. Listen for the voice of the Lord. If you want to go in somewhere or you want to do this, you want to do that, ask the Lord. Lord, is this where you want to go? And I'll tell you something that Gruber always did. He always said this. He said, if I went to the right and I didn't have peace in my heart, I'd turn around and go back. And I'd go the other way. And if I didn't have peace in my heart, I'd turn around and go back and go until I had peace. And then I'd go and I'd go while I had that peace in my heart. That's the way he described it. Loose the angels to bind, minister, cleanse. I think that's supposed to be destroy the evil. Loose the angels to bind, minister, cleanse, and destroy the evil. Amen. Decree, declare, bless, bind, and loose. Cast down, lay hands on buildings, doorways, entrances, flagpoles. Walk the perimeter. That's what that's supposed to be. If you are able. If you're not able, just pray for it. Now, anybody got any questions so far? Okay. Places to consider praying over. Homes and neighborhoods, that's a given. You ought to be praying on that every day. Street intersections may be known for accidents. Absolutely. If you know where a place is that has accidents frequently, go out there and pray for it. Watch God do a miracle. River did. Public parks. Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one. That's a place for, in some areas, it's pretty dangerous for people. Schools, if accessible. Otherwise, you can just park in the parking lot and pray from there. Or you can just walk around the perimeter of it and pray for it outside. I know they have, you've got to be careful around schools. What I would do is check with the school officials or the sheriff of the county and tell them what your intentions are and if it's okay to do that. And ask him is it okay that I go around the school, walk around the school, the whole school, if it's small. Now, some of them great big, I don't know. But here we just have a small school. Business against poverty, greed, corruption, hidden activities. Hospitals, doctor's offices, and even grocery stores. CPS, that's Child Protective Services buildings. And museums, where there could be underground tunnels. Voting places, postal offices, farmland, roads, and intersections. You ought to be blessing your farmers every time. Or quite often, you ought to be blessing them. Church buildings for revival and for God's children to come out from among the apostate religion. That's just a few of the things that are listed here. Now, the spirits to cast down, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, unbelief, poverty, communism, Marxism, anarchy, lawlessness, corruption. Teresa, I'm going to mute you. Perversion, faction, separation of families, division, racism. I'm going to throw another one in there. Wokeism. I'm going to put that in there too. Pray against that. Transgenderism. Praying against that. That's a perversion, whether they believe it, whether they like it or not. It's a perversion. Faction, separation of families, division, racism, unforgiveness, offense, doctors of demons. Boy, that's plenty of that. That needs to be hammered. Sex trafficking, that's another one that needs to be hammered. They're doing that daily throughout the world. Addictions, that's another one that needs to be. We really need to get after drug addiction and alcoholism. It's pervasive all over. I don't care if you got dry counties or not. It is pervasive. Idols. How many of you know we used to have idols? Yeah, we used to, all of us did. Homosexuality, it's got to go. It's not of God. He destroyed cities because of it. Confusion and religion. Faction, separation of families, division, racism. I think I read those. Yeah. All right, now things to catch. Anybody got any questions so far? Yeah, Pat.
I don't have any questions, but one thing hit me.
Well, pray against it.
Specifically. Well, I will. Hit me specifically, and that is voting places, ballot box, ballot drop boxes, that sort of thing. We saw how the deep state utilized that full system to flood the voting, system and overload it with, false ballots and whatever. And, you know, we can pray specifically against those voting machines. You almost feel like you're powerless when, these voting machines add this stuff up and add it up the way they want it, you know, the way it's programmed to do. But we can pray, against that and specifically, have the angels change that electronics and turn it back on themselves. So those things kind of hit me, obviously because we're right here 2 or 3 weeks from, voting. And, so anyway, that was it.
Yeah. Well, we've got that down there, voting places and postal offices. Amen. I agree with you, and I agree that the Lord would expose the semi-trailer truck full of ballots that they want to bring in also. I pray against that, from them being able to do that. Go ahead, Angelica.
Yeah, just a note on that. Before we went out, I prayed, Lord, remove any person that would be a hindrance to what we're doing out there. Hide us from the eyes of the enemy as we go out, because, we know we live in a surveillance type state. I mean, there's cameras everywhere, and, that's why I say you want to look, you have some sort of business there, or you're just kind of resting in the parking lot or on your phone or, just walking by and taking a little rest and whatever, but you're praying and, I had my hand kind of out, like, towards the building and, you can point at it or put your hand out to kind of direct the anointing of the Lord that way. Certain areas was easy and, to kind of, no one was really, no one really asked us any questions. We didn't really run into anything because I believe the Lord answered there, but, it was on a Saturday and there was no one in the parking lot in that voting area. So all we did was drive there. We sat in the car in the parking lot and we prayed from the parking lot. So just to kind of point that out, like FYI, if you feel uncomfortable, like because, people are watching you or whatever, like, for example, we did that for the schools too. Like, well, we don't have any children, so it might be weird for us to be walking around the school. So let's just park in the parking lot. And no one was there. No one was there. We parked in the parking lot and we prayed from the parking lot. And, we did this in several places and in other places, we walked and touched and all that stuff. So
did you get to high school?
We didn't get to high school. Okay. I hadn't really gone there. I just wanted to, maybe do I didn't feel led to do that. I feel the way to wait on that, yeah. But, the Lord will lead whenever he wants to. But, the high schools, like I know there's another one a little further down from the one here in Madisonville, and they have a track, and more than likely adults and other people go and walk that, on the weekends and stuff like that. So that's a great way to kind of be inconspicuous, yeah. And like, pray as you're walking and touch the bleachers or touch the bathrooms or whatever, because, I believe the Lord's heart is towards these children and these young adults that, are going through hell. I think we can all remember what it was like to go through high school. So.
Yeah. There's a lot of that I'd like to forget. Oh, yeah. I'm sure some of the teachers would too. All right, let's see. All right, spirits to cast down. Did I go through that? Yeah, I did. Things to cast down. Somebody's open. Who was that? Masked man. All right, things to cast down. Occultism, of course. I remember when I was back in Arkansas, I ran around with my old buddy, Buddy. His name was Buddy Oliver. Buddy was a great guy. He was green when it came to warfare, spiritual warfare, and he'd go with me, and we'd do what Angelica and Debbie was doing today. Only we'd liable to go all over a town, just cover a whole town. And what we do also is take our shofar before we go through that town and get up above the town. If it was in the mountains, that's where we went a lot of time, and blow our shofars over that mountain and then go down and pray over it. And boy, we had some great times doing that. I'm telling you, it was awesome time. All right. Spirits to cast down. I see I got that. Things to cast down. Occultism. Oh, I was going to tell you. He called me one day. I'm going to tell you this little story. He called me one evening. He said, Michael, said, I'm driving down the road. I'm almost at home where I cut off to go home. He lived right outside of a medium-sized town. And he said, there's demons coming across the road in front of me. I said, well, cast them out of there. You know, bind them up. Keep them from doing it. I said, go ahead and smack them if you want to. Go ahead and run over them. You know? That's what I told him. I said, hit them. Hit them, buddy. He said, I can't. There's cars coming. I said, well, pray against them. Let's pray against them. So we prayed against them, and they quit coming. I said, see how easy it is? We can do that. We have that authority to do that. The area he lived in was full of witches and satanic stuff. We went walking out there one time and found where they had been sacrificing animals out there in the woods. So we prayed over that place, and we know it's shut down, but it's just they're everywhere, folks. Satanism is everywhere. It's in your schools. It's in your government. It's in every aspect. And that's why it's necessary for us as mighty warriors of God to bind these things up and take dominion over them. Things to cast down, occultism, of course. Witches, warlocks. Cast down the spirit of Halloween. Cast down the spirit of Satanism. Cast down demonic assignments. Demonic strongholds. Witchcraft curses. Satanic business. Control through violence and corruption. Corrupt government authorities and officials. And sex traffickers. Drug pushers. Gangs. And I would add something else in there to that the Lord would expose all of these things to the public. And I would add that in local government, whatever, in your police department, in the sheriff's department, all of it, to expose any corruption going on in there. Yeah, Julie.
Just to add to that is, you know, it's not sex trafficking, it's human trafficking. And, you know, if drug pushes down there, it's the weapon trafficking and the drug trafficking and all that stuff. This is how the deep state and all these people make their money.
Yeah.
And it's just cash.
That's how the FBI makes their money. As we learned here the other day. Or actually already knew it. Okay. Sex traffickers, drug pushers, and gangs. I see there's gangs trying to take over apartment buildings in various places. And you could pray it down. Pray it down. God, listen, you could send your angels in there to clean house. Poof them, as David says. Go ahead, Julie.
Wasn't a lot of, I don't know if there's a lot of them, but I know there was a lot of, which you said the gangs and stuff trying to take over apartment buildings, but it's also these illegal immigrants that have been brought in that have been doing some bad things too, you know, as far as neighborhoods and that kind of stuff and starting problems.
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that. That's right. It was Venezuelan gangs that were taking over the apartment buildings over there, and they couldn't do anything about it. They said.
Even the local gangs were complaining.
I didn't know that. Oh my, okay.
And we also may add to just to pray against the corruption in the law enforcement, because that's allowing a lot of these things to take place.
Yeah, it is. Well, I can tell you this. I found out the other day that a sheriff in a certain place, I'm not going to say anything about it, where it is, but found out he was trafficking drugs himself and using the pushers to do it, making money off of it. This was a sheriff, highest law enforcement in the county.
Yeah, we were praying over the police department against, you know, bribery and greed and corruption, and commanding the angels to, you know, to push out those that wouldn't repent and put in, you know, those that God wanted there, and get them off the boat in the name of Jesus. And I forgot what else I was going to say. What Julie was saying. Oh, were you talking about FEMA? You know, one of the communists. You know, the things that communists do is they, just like they did a little microcosm there in North Carolina, is they will begin to kill the local firefighters and police department, you know, police, those that are trained to defend the community, because that weakens the community and it puts people in fear. And, so they'll either become slave labor or they'll force you off of your land or whatever. And a lot of the times the police or whatever, they will just turn to that corruption for fear of losing their life, because their families will be threatened or whatever.
Yeah.
So
we need a lot of Buford pushers, don't we? Big Stick, man, he carried a big stick. Whew. Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, those police officers, you know, they need prayer. Some of them might be losing heart too in their job and not being as dedicated anymore. They see so much corruption that they don't know if it'll ever get better. So that you don't want them losing their own confidence and stuff.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I'll tell you something else, Andrew. It might, if you know the sheriff or you know somebody that knows the sheriff or the police chief or whoever, you might go in there and pray for him individually. And pray for the mayor or pray for any of those city officials that are in charge up there.
Nope. When I got the email, it kind of opened my eyes on how to pray for different things, you know. Things you never thought of, you know. I had to go out on an excursion today on a bus, you know, and I usually do pray in tongues. I mumble, so people might think I'm weird.
That's too late.
And there's things, you know, that you can pray for in your mind, because you're on a bus. Yeah. And you don't want to pray aloud. The whole high school, St. Pat's, came in on the bus today, and these are all just young people. I remember being young like that once too. They're all high school kids, you know, and you pray about them, and you pray about your store that you go to, the grocery stores that you like, and that the food would be safe. You know, there's a lot of rodents out there and bugs too, so you don't want that coming in there. And pray against if any poisons went into the food also somehow. And so, you know, I was really thinking about this, you know, and where you go for a walk, and, you know, there's a school I like to go around, that there's a little walkway behind it, you know, between the house and the school. There's a passageway, so you can walk through there. And then there's a few parks that are here. One of them is pretty busy with a lot of kids. So it's cool. You know, I usually have a pattern, and I wake up and I do my Bible studies and prayers and praising God. And then, I usually go for a walk, and I sometimes when I'm out there, I go, okay, walk with me, Lord. And my mind tends to wander a bit sometimes, but you know what, I like to think that most of the time I'm talking to Jesus about stuff, and it's just, it's putting me in an area where I can get some really good ideas on what to pray for. And, you know, and at the same time, when you're walking, you could be thinking about family members too, you know, so some of the things that happen in family, whether it be recent, something fresh. And, so there's lots to pray for. There's lots to give thanks for and praise God for. And of course, was a really nice, lesson, just the last lesson on Sunday. It was an eye-opener. It's talking about God's sovereignty and how he uses, God's plan for the, and purpose for evil, how he uses it. And, David Eales talked about that. And, I think it was very recent that I was reading, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, of course, where it says to withdraw from every brother that walketh disorderly, but not to consider him an enemy or stuff, you know. Makes you think about the correction God has to do, like with all these different denominations that are in the churches, you know. How to pray for this revival. And it's got to be all God. It can't be our ability or our thought of doing this. It's, we cannot commend ourselves. We're not sufficient of ourselves in these things. And we pray to the Lord, you know, we pray knowing that he's going to remind us of all he taught us, and he's going to do this through the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, you know. He's gonna remind you of the exhortation, the edification, the consolation, the prophecy that you've received. And, you know, and you just pray anyway. It's hard to explain, but you know, it's because every day could be different, even though you're walking the same road. Even so, you know, I got my walks, my courses here. So, but it just expounded upon me lots of good ideas on what to pray and how to pray. Of course, you know, I think there's regions that are darkened in different ways in a city. And depending on where you're going, like there might be a bigger principality in some areas than others that are of darkness. So, and of course, there's the biggest principality of all of them, which is the iron and the iron and clay. So that, that's a very huge principality because it's around the world. So, the Lord lead you and guide you on these prayers. I'd like, you see, this is someone getting ideas from people who had ideas in the past. And some of their own ideas, but these ideas are coming from the Lord. Someone's suggesting them to us.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord. I give all glory to the Lord for it. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I think it's your angel reminding you or telling you what you should be praying for. So, and you know, don't forget all the things you went through in the past, because someone else might be going through the very same thing. That's a good prayer there, right there, you know, some loved one, brother or sister, you know, they have to go through things that you may have gone through, or some of them may have even gone through things that you need to still go through. So praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I remember a story you're talking about a while ago, praying under your breath. I remember a story about Smith Wigglesworth. He was in a restaurant fixing to eat, and he noticed around him everybody was sitting down to eat, but nobody was praying for the meal. So he jumps up, bangs on his glass, gets everybody's attention, And he says, I noticed that nobody here has prayed over their food. I'd like to do that. Bow your heads. he was very abrupt, I should say. And so he said a prayer, and you know what happened? People came to Christ because of it. Yes, people came to Christ because he prayed over the food. But you know, Wigglesworth, he wasn't just going to stop it, just bless the food, Lord. Let's eat. No, I'm sure he talked about the Lord. But that's what happened. He jumped up and he hit the glass. He said, everybody listen to me. I noticed y'all hadn't prayed over your food. I'd like to do that. Bow your heads. You know, and it wasn't nothing for him to do but to bow their heads, because this great big guy was telling them to bow their head, and they bowed their heads. And they did. There was I don't remember how many it was, but quite a number of them came to Jesus because of it. You never know. Always listen for the leading of the Spirit. And be bold to do what the Spirit says. That's another thing. Always be bold. Just like Angelica was going out there seeing Michael the Archangel. That struck me as funny. But anyway, she didn't have any fear. She had Christ. She had God in her. She had the Holy, she had the power of the world in her. She knew she wasn't going to be hurt. And that's the way we ought to feel. Trusting in the Lord when we go out. Ask him to protect you and put a shield over you to where nothing. Remember the two Chinese girls? Remember that? The little two teenagers went to the worst guy in the town that was getting everybody to go around that end of town and go way out and come back in to the highway. The two little girls chop down through there and stepped over that imaginary line, and this guy comes out with this screaming like a banshee engine with a machete in his hand. And one of them little girls stood up and said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Stop right there. I can just imagine that guy stopping in midair, can't y'all? Just midair. And they went over there and cast the demons out of him. And he went around and the whole town came to Jesus because of it. That's the God we serve. Yeah, Missy.
Speaking of Chinese, I recall somebody sent me a video today talking about the Chinese church. That would be awesome for you to share with all of us. Just saying.
That was. Maybe I've got some other things I need to go over tonight, but maybe we can do that Thursday night. That's not but about 3 minutes long, is it? Not very long, 3 or 4 minutes long. I'll tell you what, Missy, you get it ready, and I'll, what do you mean, no?
I can't do it on my tablet.
Oh, okay. Julie, you got it? That's that one from Instagram, I think.
Okay, I can probably do it if it's on Instagram. Let me get it on my computer.
Okay. Let me go ahead and go through this. Decree and declare blessings. Loose the angels to cleanse the land and kick out and expose every hidden thing. Forbid it. Forbid it or them in your community. Absolutely. Loose the angels to cleanse the land and kick out and expose every hidden thing. Forbid it to come back. And forbid those things to come into your community. Plead the blood of Jesus and praise and thank God for the victory. Yes, absolutely. Don't never forget that. Give him the glory for doing it. It's not us. It's him through us. That's how God fights these battles, is through us, through our prayers. Be a mighty warrior for God. That's what we need to be. Focus on areas where it's possible to take advantage of children. You know where that is? Parks, subways, all those kind of things. You know, y'all read about these schools.
Internet.
What's that?
Internet, Facebook.
Yes, yeah. YouTube,
social media.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Big apartment buildings.
Yep. Amen. Child Protective Services. We mentioned that earlier, but that's a big one. FEMA, that's another big one. FBI, that's another big one. Oh, my gracious. Lord, bring them all down. Focus on areas where it's possible to take advantage of children. Okay, if you ever think about it, go out and pray against it. There were 250 some odd thousand children missing in the United States from these people coming across the border. Can you imagine where they're gone? Huh? I can't. They're being trafficked. Forbid FEMA from being destructive over your area. Pray in advance against sneak attacks through the fake sun, freezing, chemtrails, hail, tornadoes, flooding, and hurricanes. Listen, I don't know if you know it or not. You can send your angels up there to stop that chemtrailing in your area. You can. You can send them up there to take down the planes. And don't make a boneyard out of all the chemtrail planes. When they land, they won't be able to take back off, and they can't figure it out. We've seen that happen here. They just make a boneyard of all of those jets that they have. Pray in advance against sneak attacks through the fake sun, freezing, chemtrails, hail, tornadoes, flooding, and hurricane. We have dominion over the weather. We do. I can't tell you how many times David and I have prayed against weather coming against us and it go around us. Tornadoes. We had two tornadoes in one night. They wasn't satisfied with just bringing one on us. They brought another on us. We prayed that out. That was late at night. He was praying downstairs and I was praying upstairs. That thing went right around us. We could hear them. They were loud. Sound like a train coming. Speak to the trees. Speak to your trees around you that they don't fall. That they won't ever fall. That they're healthy because they've been chemtrailing that aluminum out there, and that kills the roots. It shuts up the roots from accepting water or nutrients. So just pray for all your plants and stuff, your trees and your plants. Pray for your electricity poles that the wind can't blow them down, that nothing can come down, that you're going to have electricity. Assign angels and bless the homes and lands. That's another good one. Gas line, roads, bridges, water supplies, electric grid, animals, and so on. Pray that the Lord, that you would have Tesla-free energy in your area. David and I went to a Tesla-free energy substation, brand new, it hadn't been opened yet. I know that's what it is. We talked to the guys on the place. A lot of people don't understand that. Oh, I don't believe in that Tesla-free energy. Well, you better, because it's there. I used to work in substations. I know what they're supposed to look like. This didn't look nothing like substations I've worked in. These were government substations I used to work in, federal government. And they didn't look anything like it. They had antennas all the way around this thing with wires going back and forth across them. We stopped there here a while back when I came back from Arkansas. And we asked the guys that was out there working them. I said, what is this thing here? I said, this don't look like a substation to me. I said, what are these up here? Well, those are poles up here that capture static electricity. Tesla free energy. I said, what are those mobile homes over looking things over there that lined up one after another? Look like about 15 of them. Size of mobile home. Oh, those are full of batteries. I said, you're kidding me. I'm thinking in my mind. I said, have you ever heard of Tesla Energy? No, this is, what did he call it? It was some company. He thought I was talking about a company. He said, no, this is Sony. I think that's what he said. This is Sony. This is Sony Energy's type of stuff. I said, really? I said, how's it work? Now, I could tell real quick that he didn't understand what I was talking about, but he said, well, this station here is to when they lose power in town, they'll have power anyway 72 hours because of the way we got this set up. I said, oh, okay, all right. I'm thinking to myself, he don't know the whole story. Because what they're doing, they're capturing electricity, storing it in the batteries. There's one big capacitor out there. That's another electrical storage unit is a capacitor. And they had a great big transformer out there. You know what the transformer's for? Put it into 120 or 220, 240. So, and we've got two that I know of in this area, not a mile, not 2 miles from this place here where we live. And just go around looking, and you'll see them. You can see them. They're putting them all over the place. We're going to have free energy before too long. And we're going to have it here in this boat too. Praise God. All right, Angelica, go ahead.
I just want to give a quick testimony of Winnie, what the Lord woke her up. She didn't know what was happening in North Carolina, but the Lord woke her up to pray over a dam. And she didn't know, like, what dam or whatever, but to pray over a dam that it wouldn't break. And the next day on the news, it was like, one of the dams came out that it almost burst, but it just had escaped it from bursting. So, praise God for that. We kind of pray in advance, and I think we have to pray daily because what's happened with Florida and what we're seeing already, they can spawn a hurricane, a cyclone, whatever. In Florida, apparently, I heard that there were 19 tornadoes on the ground. I mean, that's unheard of, or more. And they spawn them out of nowhere. And so we literally have to pray daily because we know the Lord's taken down deep state Babylon, but they're going to destroy everything they possibly can up until they can't do anything anymore. You know,
they're trying to get the attention off themselves. And that's what they're doing with the weather. Praise God. Yes, we got dominion over the weather. Yeah, Judy.
I think a lot of what Angelica's just talking about is like false flag events to get the attention somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because of destruction and that kind of thing while they continue to do what they want to do or what their real plan is, you know. It could be anything. You know, what it has been, their focus is what we know in North Carolina and that kind of thing, what they want to do there. And
it's the children, just like the dream.
It's the children.
It's the children because they gain power by sacrificing children and drinking blood. And so that's why all these children are missing. They're desperate to gain power, but they can't because, you know, God's word is written and we're just coming up to that time where God is about to destroy them. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to try their very hardest to get as much power as they can by by taking the children. And I just, that's why I believe the Lord gave me that, you know, dream to, so we can pray in advance, because that's what they're going to be doing from this point on, even beyond Halloween. You know, so it's important.
So another place they use too is that there's a lot of amusement parks and that kind of thing. Any big, you know, anything that's going to draw, you know, children to, you know, whatever that may be.
You're talking about Disney right now, World?
This time of years.
Not just Disney.
Yeah, just all things Disney.
Not just
all things Disney.
I heard a testimony of a girl that had been trafficked for many years, and she's exposing all the elites and everything. But she mentioned Dolly Parton. And
really,
and I was like, wow. Of course, you know, I don't. That's her testimony. I'm not, I don't have any knowledge or whatever. But there's probably that there are underground tunnel rides there, so you can imagine there are underground tunnels there as well.
Yeah.
So these are the mountains. Gracious. You know, it's easier here in the mountains, I believe, than some other places.
We don't know who anybody really is. You know, they can say they're Christian. They can do what they do, but, you know, it's the fruit. And there's a lot of places that, you know, will lure kids in, especially like any kind of Halloween party, decorations, and this time of year. And it only takes a moment. And, you know, we've all probably seen videos of just how they do that. Just a distraction, get the mother distracted or whatever, and take the child. You know, it just takes a moment to do that kind of thing and watch it. I always pray over the children when I see them when I'm out, and pray blessings over them. I don't know who they are, you know, but they're just very vulnerable. And I think there's a lot of people that just don't realize there's such danger in Halloween and all Halloween is. This is all kinds of things. They have all kinds of fronts that they use to predators everywhere, just looking for an opportunity to find some opportunity to steal a child, you know.
Amen. Well, that adrenochrome is a real high product that they like to get, and they just torture these kids to get it, and it's atrocious what they're doing. But this is for the elite to get a high on. And then they sacrifice kids. So we gotta stop this stuff. It's up to us. It's up to each Christian to be praying in his community, I believe. Alright, we've got a bunch of scriptures. I'm not gonna go over the scriptures. I did want to get back to the end of the scriptures there. And it says, share this with like-minded believers. Make you copies of this, is what I do. Find you somebody that you can pray with. Share this with like-minded believers and other people of faith. Take a prayer partner and take back what belongs to the kingdom of God and his children. Bring back testimony and glorify God. That's exactly right. Bring your testimonies here and it'll go out all over the internet. Bring back testimony and glorify God. Go in expectation. That's right. And be ready to minister and share the gospel when the Lord opens the door. Amen. Put your boots on the ground and it shall be yours. And then there's a prayer at the end of this that I'd like to pray it right now. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your grace and mercy. I thank you for making me victorious in your name. I pray and declare Deuteronomy 28:7, the Lord will cause my enemies, those who rise against me, to be defeated before my face. They shall come against me one way and flee before me seven ways. I pray and declare Luke 10:19, I have been given authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all. I said all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm me. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, I ask that you would fill me with boldness, so that in the middle of a spiritual battle, I can stand and believe in your word. so that I can stand on your promises that tells me in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, what the Spirit of God gave me does not make me fearful. No, the Holy Spirit gives me power, love, and a sound mind. I invite the Spirit of the Lord to always be with me. And may the Holy Spirit fill me with bold fire and conviction so that I would not be intimidated by the enemy and his forces. But instead, I will rejoice that God's strength is made perfect in my weakness. I confess that I live with and I am accustomed to the power of God operating in my life. And above all, I thank you for the richness of your love, a perfect love that drives out all fear. May you take all the glory and all the praise for each and every single one of my victories. Thank you in advance, Lord, for that breakthrough, for opening that door of opportunity. And thank you for pouring out your most wonderful and divine blessings. I praise you in advance that my cup runneth over, filling with favor and blessings from above. You are God Almighty. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You can pray that before you go out. Then after you come back, praise him and thank him for it. Yeah, Angelica.
I'd like to pray as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you so much, Father God, for just calling us to your kingdom and for an opportunity, Father God, to be your hands, your feet, Father God. And to, we thank you that for the privilege, Father God, of being able to have your authority and carry your authority, Father God, and take over the things that you have us to do, Father God, in every place that we are, Father God. And Lord, I pray for your Holy Spirit anointing upon us all, Father God, that you stir us up in our spirit, Father God, and stir up our most holy faith within us, Father God, that we would be doers of your word, Father God, and that you just give us burdens, Father God, for the things that are happening right now, Lord. There's so many things happening, and we ask that you draw us away to be able to hear your voice, hear your spirit, Father God. We thank you for an outpouring of your spirit, dreams, visions, Father God, giftings, Father God, that we would be open to do whatever you would have us to do, even if it makes us uncomfortable or if it's outside of the norm or the normal activity or routines, Father God, because we're not our own and we belong to you and we're an army. And we ask that you help us, Father God, to do the things that are needful at this time, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God. And we thank you for drawing us near to you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for get words of wisdom, words of knowledge, seeing in the spirit wherever we are, Father God, wherever the need may be, Father God, and that you get all the glory, Father God. And we just thank you for doing that, Lord God. Lord, I lift up the children to you, Father God, and this dream that you gave, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I just loose the angels to surround and protect all of the children who are in danger right now, Father God, and all the way up to Halloween and beyond, Father God. I loose the angels to shut down these false schools, Father God, these schools that come up overnight in order just to get the children in and take them suddenly, Father God. We forbid it in the name of Jesus. We forbid it where we are. We forbid it in every one of these places, Father God, where the children are in danger or where there's access points to tunnels underground, Father God. We cast it down in Jesus' name, Lord. And Lord, we ask you, Father God, in your grace and your mercy to begin to do supernatural miracles, Father God, that you would prepare our hearts to be taken in the spirit, Father God, to go and rescue those, Father God, that are in darkness, Father God, that we would not fear, that we would have boldness, Father God, that you would just begin to show us and teach us and open our hearts to be willing to do what you would have us to do to save these children at this time, Father God. And we just to speak the name of Jesus, Father God, and bring healing, miracles, Father God, that the angels would translate some of these children or all of them, however you want to do it, Lord, out of the pits of darkness, Father God. And we pray that you would just utterly destroy these tunnels and these cities underneath the ground, Father God, that are just a way for the deep state, Father God, to continue to destroy the youth and the children and the next generations, Father God, that are broken, Lord. We ask that you wake the parents up, Father God, from their stupor, Father God, from allowing their children to just be in the hands of any person, Lord God, or go anywhere or do anything, Father God. And in that dream, Lord, we bind up the media, Father God. We bind up the media that would hide everything that's happening, everything that's being reported by the people, Father God. We bind that. We cast that down in the name of Jesus. We know that the media is also a part of the communist, arm, Father God. And the propaganda and the mind control, Father God, and the disinformation and the distraction, Father God, from the real things that are happening, Father God, the smoke screens, Father God, we bind that, Father God, we forbid it in the name of Jesus, we forbid it, Father God, and we just thank you, Lord God, for giving us more revelation and preparing us, Father God, for the things about to happen in this land, Father God, in different areas. And to be used by your Holy Spirit, Father God, to go in as your soldiers, Father God, to rescue and to save and to proclaim and to heal and to deliver, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Yes, thank you, Father, for doing all of that. We praise you, Father, that you're going to answer that one. In Jesus' name, because we all agree. Praise God forevermore. One other thing that I would do before I go out would be to raise up that most Holy Spirit in you to a level that you know he's with you. That's easy to do too. Just pray in the Spirit. Get you some good, that's what I like to do is get me some good music on. All right, did you get that thing up, Julie? Okay, let me give you access. Y'all stick around. You're going to see something really cool. All right, you got it. Be sure and hit your audio and your video button.
Okay, can you see the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
This story, we go to China from time to time and we train leaders. And this time we brought up 22 leaders from the Hunan province, and they rode 13 hours on a train to get to a hotel that they came up two by two in these elevators so as to not draw any attention. And then they got to a hotel room, a little apartment room. It's only about 700 square feet in the little living room, no air conditioning, hardwood floor, 22 sat there. I came in, and when you teach in China, you start at 8 in the morning and you don't get done till 5 at night. You teach the whole day. They were sitting there, all 22 of them, and I looked around and I said, now, if we get caught, what will happen to me? They said, oh, you'll get deported in 24 hours and we'll go to prison for 3 years. I said, you're kidding. How many of you have been in prison for your faith? Out of 22, 18 raised their hands. I thought, no way. And I looked at him and I said, you 22 people, how many people do you oversee? Because they were all of these small group leaders, underground church leaders in the Hunan province. I said, how many, if you counted up all the people under your jurisdiction, how many would it be? And they counted them up and they said, little over 20 million. I said, what? See, we forget there's 1.3 billion people in China. This is crazy. Well, I had 15 Bibles and I passed them out. Obviously 7 didn't get them. And I said, let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 and we're going to read it. And just then one lady handed hers to somebody next to her. And I thought, interesting. Well, we turned there anyway. And as we started reading it, I understood why she gave it away. She had memorized the whole thing. She just recited the whole chapter. When it was done, I went over to her at a break and I said, You recited the whole chapter. She says, oh yes, I've memorized many chapters. I said, where did you memorize so many chapters? She said, in prison. She said, you have much time in prison. So I said, but don't they confiscate the Bible? And she said, yes. So people bring in scriptures written on pieces of paper and they bring it in. So I said, but then if they find that piece of paper on you, won't they confiscate that? She said, oh yes, that's why you memorize it as fast as you can. Because even though they can take the paper away, they can't take what's hidden in your heart. I thought, wow. Well, after 3 days, you fall in love with these people. And when it was done, I said, how can I pray for you? I'm going to go back to America. And you guys have been just so wonderful. How can I pray for you? They said, you know, Wayne, you guys can gather like this whenever you want to in America. We can't. Could you pray that one day we'll be just like you? And I looked at him and I said, I will not do that. Big, incredulous eyes looked at me and they said, why? I said, because you guys rode a train for 13 hours to get here. In my country, if you've got to drive more than an hour, people don't come. You sat on a wooden floor for 3 days. In my country, if people have to sit more than 40 minutes, they leave. You sat not only here for 3 days on a hard wooden floor, but you did it without air conditioning. In my country, if it's not padded pews and air conditioning, people don't often come back. In my country, we have an average of 2 Bibles per family. We don't read any of them. You hardly have any Bibles, and you memorize them from pieces of paper. I will not pray that we become like you become like us, but I will pray that we become just like this story. We go to China from time to time, and
what a testimony! And he is right. He is right. If we have to sit more than an hour on a hard pew, I'm out of here. Bless God. He ain't got no air conditioning in here, and I ain't no pad under my bohunkers. That's crazy. And I had to drive 30 minutes. I had to drive 15 minutes to get here, for goodness sake. Go ahead, Pat.
It just brings to mind why the Lord uses persecution,
yep,
in our lives, adversity. Obviously, if you don't have to fight for it, and if you don't have to agonize over it, it's not worth it to you. And, you know, that's these... And I believe that's why God is bringing our nation into this incredibly hostile environment and bringing people across our borders. Because, you know, when the chips are down, you're either going to call out on the Lord, on the name of the Lord to be saved from your particular situation, or you're going to try to save yourself, or you're going to ignore God. And I think that the Lord is eliminating our potential to sit on the fence. And so praise the Lord. You know, he knows more about how to save people than, you know, we think we do, you know. So, amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I hope this inspired some of you to, or if not all of you, to go out and pray over your neighborhoods and your schools and all the things that we talked about this evening. If you didn't get a copy of that booklet, let me know and I'll send it to you. But I thought I'd send it to everybody. All right, well, I guess we're about out of time here. Glory be to God. Lord, I just praise you and I thank you for what you're doing in us. And Lord, make us those mighty warriors that you need and you depend on to keep things free and open in our areas. And Father, I thank you for doing that in each of our hearts, to place it in us to at least do this at least once a week or whenever we can. And Father, I thank you for placing it in our hearts to make time. In Jesus' name. And Lord, make it known to us if you want us to fast. I know when I used to go out, we'd fast at least 3 days before we'd go out. Every time we go out, when we went out. But anyway, Father, I just ask and I pray that we would commit ourselves to helping out in this war against the enemy. And I thank you for it, Father. I know that we're going to do it because you are our God. You're living in us, and we trust you. We don't have any fear, none whatsoever. And we thank you, Lord, that all apathy has gone away from us, that we're going to be the true man and women of God that you want us to be, that we're doers of the word and not just hearers only. And I praise you, Father, that there is no condemnation. There is nothing like that. Father God, we just thank you that we're just going to do what you want us to do. And we commit ourselves to doing that in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord, for doing that. And Lord, I thank you that we're going to hear great testimonies about this in this outreach from this point on in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Well, all right, saints. God bless you. Let me pray one thing before we go. Father God, I lift up Connie, and I thank you, Father, for putting peace in her heart that you've already done. She's already told us that. And we praise you, Father, for being there with her and showing her things in her dreams, Lord, about Larry. And we thank you, Father, that we know that he's coming back too. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for that resurrection day in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for our sister Connie in Jesus' name. All right. Y'all be blessed to him.